service station is on the corner of. But anyway, everybody loved her, and we used to go home at lunchtime. And at lunchtime, when she'd go home, well, not everybody went home, but you could. I did too when I was in second grade. But everybody would be hanging on to her. You know, they would be hanging on around her waist and just, you know, just too deep on each side. Everybody wanted to be right next to Miss. Everybody loved her so. That was that way when she came to school, when she went home, when she went to lunch. Everybody was doing that.
So you lived in the mill houses up to about second grade in the house there. Can you tell me a little bit about that? What was the, were those in what's called the mill village?
Oh, no, these aren't. They were very nice houses. They're about the nicest on really. And the, one of them has, I went down to see her, Carolyn has a photography studio in there, but she's done all kinds of landscaping outside and done a lot of stuff inside. No, these are very nice homes. They were built for the president and owner, S.Y. one of them was, and the other one that I lived in was built for his daughter and her husband. And they were with the mill, too. No, these are very nice houses.
Okay, and so how was it that you ended up living in them?
Because my daddy came here to take over the mill, but he was...
Okay.
And his a person who had helped him always was a man in Mr. in Greenville, who was owned several mills. And so he sent Daddy down here. Mr. Didn't own the mill anymore. He was the one that built one of the houses. But we lived in because he was connected. He was, as I said, the vice president. The president didn't live there. He was the general manager of the mill. So he had all the worries, you know, if the depression came on and what would you make? What, you know.
So were you friends with the kids who were in the mill village, or would you say your friends lean more towards the people who lived outside of that?
Well, I've had friends with both. Most of my friends at that age, you know, before my daddy died, lived really right around me. This Evelyn that I say lived, whose grandfather had owned the mill at one time, was my very dear friend, and I had my closest friends lived right there. But when I started to school, I met other people in the mill village, and you know, I was friends with some of them. I go to class reunions, and we're all there. And no, I don't think we were ever snooty. We didn't live in Barrington, although Bullock Hall. And our friends were we had very close friends at Barrington Hall. Though my mother went to see Mrs. who had been a bridesmaid at Theodore Roosevelt's at Mittie Bullock's wedding. At any rate, Mrs. liked Mother right away because she wore a hat and gloves. You know, so she was on deck with her, and Mother would take me up there to see her. And Mrs. would always give me a rose, and I would promptly tear it up, and Mother would, you know, remonstrate. And she'd say, oh, a house is not a home without a little litter in it. So that's been my motto ever since. A house is not a home without a little litter in it.
Did you know people who lived in the other historical buildings there?
Yeah, we were good friends, all of them. Yeah, I did know all of them well.
Do you have one that's your favorite?
Well, I was closest friends with the, you know, they used to, we'd spend Christmases together and so forth. And, but lived in,